Padma Purana says that anyone who gives an idea or anyone who encourages someone to pursue an idea or anyone who assists or facilitates by giving money or other support for the implementation of a particular idea to accomplish something, that all of them get 1/6 of the result of a person engaging in accordance with that particular idea. So, why doesn't the temple president see that it is to his greatest advantage to encourage and to facilitate, to assist someone from his temple to go to Vrindavan, where he gets 1,000 times the benefit of his devotional service? Because if he gets 1/6 of the result of that man's getting 1,000 times the benefit of his devotional service, then the temple president, he may be chanting 16 rounds in Sydney or anywhere, but if he gets 1/6 of the benefit of the other man's devotional service by giving him the idea, facilitating his going to Vrindavan, then he will get 1/6 of 1,000 rounds. What does that come to? It comes to about 166 rounds worth of japa points going into the temple president's transcendental bank account for his own good, to increase his own spiritual strength. So why think the other way? Why not think that if I encourage someone, if I send someone to Vrindavan and he becomes engaged and makes advancement by gaining 1,000-fold the benefit of his devotional service, that I'm the gainer. I'm the gainer on the spiritual platform, in a real way. Not that in a miserly way I'm thinking that, oh, a few little pounds, shilling, and pence, or a few little dollars and cents will be lost by me, by the temple, or any such things.